AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors end their case in Kyle Rittenhouse's murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The now 18-year-old accused of killing two men, wounding a third during demonstrations in August 2020. Forensic pathologist Dr. Doug Kelly, one of the last witnesses for the state, says Rittenhouse shot Joseph Rosenbaum several times at close range.
I would say that in this particular instance, we're talking about something within a few feet. Within 4 feet or so.
A witness for the defense, Nicholas Smith, says the then 17-year-old was distraught following the shootings.
Does he say anything?
He repeats, I just shot someone over and over, and I believe at some point he did say he had to shoot someone.
Rittenhouse says he acted in self-defense. House investigators subpoenaed 10 more former Trump officials. House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol wants to find out more about what the then president was doing and saying during the attack. On the list, demands for documents and testimony from senior advisor Stephen Miller and press secretary Kayleigh McEnany. NASA says the next chance to land astronauts on the moon will have to wait until 2025 at the earliest. Ed Donahue has more.
Former President Donald Trump had wanted a moon landing by 2024.
We're bringing the glamour back to it because it lost the glamour, lost everything.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the date has been pushed back to 2025 at the earliest because Congress did not provide enough money to develop a landing system for its Artemis moon program. This time, private companies will be competing for 10 or more moon landings by astronauts. There are legal issues involving Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin and Elon Musk's SpaceX. NASA's last lunar landing by astronauts happened during Apollo 17 in 1972. Altogether, 12 men explored the moon's surface, the last, the late Gene Cernan. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A 9-year-old boy is in a medically induced coma in Houston. Ezra Blunt fell off his father's shoulders during the Astroworld crowd surge and has multiple trample injuries. His grandfather, Bernard Blunt, says he is angry.
They were expecting to come and have a good time with each other, bond as father and son, and it turned into a tragic event.
Blunt says he doesn't know if his grandson will ever recover. 8 people are dead. Facebook whistleblower Francis Hogan tells the AP that the company changed its name and announced Metaverse to change the subject after she revealed deep problems within Facebook.
I've heard from multiple sources that they rushed the launch of the Metaverse because they wanted to change the conversation. They wanted to no longer talk about safety on their platforms. Instead, they wanted to talk about video games.
Hogan adds that the new virtual reality-based Metaverse will be addictive and rob people of yet more personal information. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.